141. I'm Harold Fisher. Tonight we're talking about winter grooming tips, head to toe, skin, feet, hands, men, women. My guests are Dr. Melanie Macklin. She is a research and development dermatologist. David Polk is a barber and men's grooming expert. And Laura Foos is co-owner of Beauty Couture in Forestville, Maryland. If you have a question or a comment about winter grooming, skin care, skin health during the cold months, and grooming for men and women, please give us a call, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Alan, calling from Largo. Thanks for calling, Alan. What's on your mind?
Hi, good evening, and hello to everybody there.
How you doing?
I have a question about men and aftershave lotions. I haven't used any commercial aftershave lotions for about 5 or 6 years. And what I do is, after I shave, and I shave about every other day, is use kind of a combination of aloe vera and coconut oil.
Good
and
idea.
I think my skin's very moist. I drink a lot of water. I just wanted to know how you felt or how you feel about that, and if you think that's a good idea, and if there are any commercial aftershave lotions, are there some? I don't know if you're allowed to do this. That you think are pretty good, you recommend?
Go right ahead, David.
Well, I'm going to say this. Most definitely with aftershave, we was talking about this just a second ago. Aftershave lotion has a lot of alcohol in it.
Exactly.
Well, the
yeah.
thing that alcohol does to the skin, and, you know, it took for me to understand how skin works. It draws the skin up, and so it makes the skin tight. So intentionally, like after you shave some freshly shaved, a fresh shave and you apply alcohol, it draws the skin up and it makes it tight. So it's closing the pores. You're damaging your skin, actually. What you're doing now with the way that you're hydrating your skin by using coconut oil, vitamin E, you're keeping it hydrated. That's awesome. And I think that a lot of companies that do aftershave, they're leaning more towards those tonics. I would recommend Witch Hazel before I would recommend an aftershave, most definitely. So what you're doing is most definitely a great idea.
Okay.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Alan. We appreciate it. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Melissa calling from Waldorf. Thanks for calling, Melissa. What's on your mind?
Yes, hello. Is Vaseline good to use from head to toe in the wintertime? I remember my mother used to use that us a lot in the wintertime. I'm from Massachusetts, and I've started using it again. Is it a good idea to use Vaseline or shea butter?
Miss Melissa, absolutely, mother knows best. So the thing is, Vaseline is great really from the neck down, because if you're using the Vaseline on the face, which is very thin skin, you can potentially cause an acne-like reaction on your face, because Vaseline, which is really white petroleum jelly, actually blocks the pores. So you can start stimulating an acne if you're using it on your face. But from the neck down is phenomenal. You can simply go to the dollar store and pick up a big jar that says white petroleum jelly. It's all the same.
What about shea butter for the face? Is shea butter the same effect as Vaseline?
Shea butter still has some blocking, acne-forming potential, so I would stay away from that on the face. I know, shea butter is being commonly used in so many different products, but but when overused, it can cause yeast to build up on our skin more. The
really?
Yeast on the
yes.
scalp, yeast in men's beard. I hear Mr. David over here talking about the grooming and the beard. And oftentimes that dryness may not just be dry. It actually is the skin flaking off because of the inflammation from the yeast.
Most definitely.
So being careful of a lot of these coconut oils and shea butter oils, they're all great. But make sure you properly clean your skin every day. And if you are suffering from some dryness and flaking, sounds kind of strange, but you can pick up a medicated any type of medicated shampoo to actually use in that beard for the men. Leave it on there for about a minute. And ladies, in the scalp for about at least 15 minutes and then shampoo it out. But that yeast has to be has to be gone.
Yes.
Okay. Now, is Nivea a good moisturizer for the face?
It depends. That's a large product line. So it just depends on which one you're talking about.
You were going to say something about that, Laura?
Like I said, a big product that is very popular with clients is Shea Moisture has quite a few products that are also good on the face that has, like you said, they have very particular or specific moisturizers, I think, for your face versus your body. So I think, like you said, when you're looking at those different product lines, to look for one specific for your face, because it's a different sensitivity.
Which goes to my next question before I let Melissa go. Growing up, you know, I got the Vaseline. My mom got Oil of Olay. You know, but there's, you know, we could go on. There's, you know, there's Jergens, which, you know, is something
Noxzema.
That, you know. You're right. There's Jergens. There's Noxzema. So, and the prices, like Laura, you know, just suggested, prices jump around.
Mm-hmm.
Is there, other than the Vaseline, kind of a product that is good for moisturizing that is not going to require you to take out a second mortgage on your house?
Right.
Well,
yeah. I mean, my favorite is actually Neutrogena. I mean, when they say... A lot of it is, well, as dermatologists evaluated, tested, and product developed, which is a wonderful thing. And it's not just to discount other products out there, but my area is product development. So I've studied this for nearly 20 years. And there are great ingredients. They know there's right proportion amounts, as Laura was speaking about earlier, about there's certain ingredients that are used in proportion for the face versus what's used on the body. So even with the shade that we were talking about, there's, as long as it's a smaller percentage in the facial products versus the body products, then you're okay. But in general, Neutrogena doesn't typically give a lot of the side effects and things of that nature that I've seen in other products.
Side effects such as?
Rashes, and there's certain preservatives that are used to protect the products.
Yeah.
So there's all different types of...
Clogging of the pores.
Absolutely, the clogging of the pores.
I have terrible pores myself.
Well, I got you covered.
Terrible pores, yeah. But that's what I just said. I have to go visit her.
Yeah, well, and, yes. and I think that's good information, because a lot of people... You know, they go to the drugstore, or they may go to your Walmart or your Target or wherever you shop, and there's an entire row of lotion, from generic to high end, and a lot of people have questions about that. You've got lotion or moisturizers for your face, but then and for your neck, but then you have lotions for the body, but then you have creams for the hand and your feet.
Yeah.
Right.
And so, what do you do? That's the big question that a lot of people have. But Melissa, thank you so much for your phone call. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about winter skincare and grooming. Lines are still open. Lily, calling from White Plains.
Hi.
Hey, Lily, what's on your mind?
Lily. Oh, good afternoon, everyone. Rather good evening. I heard her say something about some barrier cream or barrier oil. I might have heard it wrong, but it's for the hands, for the cuticles. Can she tell me exactly how to pronounce it and what it is? For the cuticles.
Did you say who?
Cuticles.
Cuticle
oil.
Right. Yeah. Like we sell a standard, and it has like a pineapple scent of a cuticle oil. But I think also Dr. Mack, when we were talking about in the same sentence, she was also talking about creams that provide a barrier on your face or some lotions.
Right. And there's also, Miss Lily, there's also barrier creams that you can use.
The barrier cream
that's used on the hand, it's actually like a coating, a mild coating that's, instead of it absorbing into the skin, it really kind of sits on top of the skin. So if you are a frequent hand washer, or if you have a type of job that requires your hands to stay in water, you would want to use a barrier-based hand cream, because it's going to reduce the water from absorbing into your hands.
Most definitely.
Yes.
Okay, because lately, you mentioned dehydration earlier. Well, I've been trying to drink a lot of water, at least 100 ounces a day.
Okay.
And I'm running back and forth and washing my hands, and my hands are so chafed, and I have the cuticles as well.
Well, a good overnight trick, Miss Lily, I'm sure you have some white petroleum jelly in your house.
Yes.
Wash your hands before you go to sleep tonight. Put a thick layer of that, And I don't know if you have any sort of like little gloves or something that you can put on or wrap your hands in, just a, you know, and just basic saran wrap, really.
That's right.
And then put a pair of gloves on. And I promise you, in the morning, they'll be looking nice and smooth and pretty.
And moist.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Good.
You can do that to your feet as well, like Laura said earlier.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, there you go. Lily, thank you so much. And good luck with that. I did want to go back to something Laura said earlier when you're talking about pedicures. And there are sometimes you see a lot of dry and cracked skin. You're suggesting do not remove it?
Well, you know, we're...
I mean, they prefer to have it removed, but you're saying that's not the best treatment?
Right. Well, because at some of the salons now, they're still allowed. And like certain areas, I don't think they're allowed to use them anymore. They're not supposed to use them anymore. However, if you ask them to use like the little metal cheese grater, it makes your feet feel really, really nice for that moment and that day and the next day. And then I think and the doctor would maybe know the technical terms for it. But as the skin becomes back, it comes back harsher.
And
the calluses. So I think we have like a pumice stone. And of course, I always keep them like in my shower. You know, so every time you take a shower, you just use a pumice stone to make sure. Or if you have those little bunions on the
side. Are you suggesting that you not use a pumice stone or you should?
You should use a pumice stone and not the metal cheese grater.
Oh, okay.
Or you should not request that when you go to the salon and get the pedicures.
Okay. How do you treat that, Dr. Mack?
Well, I was going to make a suggestion, too, that if someone is having a recurrent buildup of the thick skin and they're constantly saying, you know, keep trying to peel this off, that may actually be a medical problem. That's the dry type of athlete's feet.
Yeah.
Because there's two type of athlete's feet. There's the moist type where you can see the redness and peeling of the feet. But then there's a dry type that the feet can actually look like you have on moccasin shoes.
Yeah.
And
like
so
that
you're
picture,
right? Like that picture, but imagine it being all over the sole of the foot.
Oh,
so it's important that if you are having this as a recurrent problem, that you go see your doctor to be able to get that evaluated.
Go see Dr. Macklin.
Yes. Or the podiatrist.
and with that said, and I don't want to forget, you know, about the guys also, because obviously we're talking about, you know, extremities, hands and feet. But see, like for me, I'm not bald, but I shave.
Okay.
I shave my head because my hair grows really, really fast. But I also don't have dry skin. And so, and my boss even made a comment to me earlier today about we did an outside event and I didn't have a hat on because I don't like hats. So how should I take care of a shaved head instead of a head that is not naturally bald?
So a head with hair?
No, shaved. I shave every other day, just about.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. The one thing that I like that I see is, first of all, you don't have any abrasions. The problem that a lot of guys have...
Well, that's genetic. That comes from my dad.
DNA. But the thing that I notice is the first thing that we do when our hair is dry, it's shortage of blood, one thing. You know, anytime you have flakage of skin, that means blood is not getting to that area. You have to manipulate your scalp. You know what I'm saying? Manipulate your scalp is a tap treatment. You could do it in the shower, massage your scalp. But the thing that I notice about yours is you don't have any scratching abrasions. And the thing is this, a lot of guys, they do that when it starts to get dry. It gets even worse because they start to scratch it. So not only is it dry, but now you're irritating it. So you're killing the follicle. So from that, your hair stops growing. And they're like, oh, my God, what do I do, man? I can't grow hair right here anymore. Stop scratching your head. Steam your scalp, massage your scalp, do a tap treatment, you know.
Tap
treatment, the fingertips of your finger while you're in the shower. Or even when you're putting on a tonic, whether it's coconut oil or whatever it may be, and you're actually tapping your follicle and you're going in a rotary movement. That's going to stimulate blood. That's going to increase activity in your cells, skin cells. That has a lot to do with the exfoliation and the reproduction of the sebaceous gland.
Okay. I need to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about skin care, grooming during the winter months. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Also, for the guys, we're going to talk about the infamous razor bumps.
Yes.
Stay with us. We'll be back in just a moment. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We continue the discussion about winter skincare and grooming for men and women. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. I want to go back to something I mentioned right before the break, David, where we were talking about razor bumps and ingrown hairs and the like. And it's been such a problem for some guys for many, many years. Anything new to help guys who have a chronic issue with it?
Well, the thing is this. The hair, you know, you have your different textures of hair. And that within itself and how it comes out the follicle has a lot to do with how short you can take it. Some people just naturally can't take a razor to the face, especially going against the grain. Why? Because when you go against the grain and you stretch your skin, you're shaving the hair below the surface of the follicle a little bit. So as it grows back in, because it's curly, it doesn't come out all the way. So it stays in the skin. Hence, you have ingrown hair. And what makes it worse is when people use alcohol or something like that aftershave that the gentleman was talking about earlier that draws up the skin. You know, that doesn't help it. So what I recommend most of the time, if you're going to use a razor, continue to use a hot towel days after just to swell up the follicle and open up the pores more. Mm-hmm. You know, that will release sebum in your skin, which will help ease and hopefully push the hair out, you know.
Otherwise, if your profession allows, maybe growing a beard.
Yeah.
Maybe better.
Yeah, most definitely. Either that or a shadow. You know what I'm saying? You go with a shadow like yourself, you have it to where it's
close. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I'm not a hairy, you know, person on my face. And so this is kind of all I get.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And so, you know, you just kind of keep it down and just let it go. It's radio. Nobody cares. But
you're still being watched.
Yes, you have no idea just how much.
Yeah.
And Laura, here's the thing, too. When you talk about beauty and women who shave their legs, any suggestion for those women who want to keep hair off the legs and how they should do it? Is it just, you know, a lady designed razor or what's this up? Nair or
depilatories?
Yeah, depilatories. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Or of course, where we are, we have the ladies that do the full body waxing now.
Oh, so where they just rip it off and it's like, oh,
and they kind of.
It sounds painful.
It sounds painful.
But then it looks really, really good, and it's nice and smooth.
But for how long?
Well, I guess depending on the area. So some women, for like their legs in the bikini area, they, you know, they normally come every 3 weeks, every 4 weeks.
Okay.
Maybe on their eyebrows, like myself, my eyebrows grow back in. You know, as soon as they wax them, I have to go like every week or every other week. I mean, it seems like with legs in the bikini area or depending on how much. OK, I don't know if we want to get into that.
But that's a real conversation.
It is.
Because a lot of women, you know, they do the whole, you know, Brazilian wax from.
As lasers.
Yeah. I mean, we're talking about. And not just Brazil, but from Panama all the way down to the tip of the continent.
Yes, and that is very popular because women also don't, you know,
they don't want
the hair, or they don't want the razor bumps either. So it's just easier if you are, you know, going to a professional to do the waxing. And women don't like the hair either because we don't want razor bumps.
That's real. That's real.
Those things. So the waxing.
What does that do to the skin? Is waxing safe?
Waxing is safe, but it can be overused because it's also peeling off the skin and causing more abrasions. And some people can have allergic reactions. I mean, even when I go and get my eyebrows waxed, I have an allergic reaction. So I'm keeping my tube of hydrocortisone cream in my handbag to use as soon as I get my eyebrows done. So the thing is, you just have to be careful on regardless of whatever that you're using. Even the depilatories, which are the hair softening creams that are used. Put on, left on for a few minutes, and then wiped off. People have severe allergic reactions to those. So you just have to figure out what works for you.
Exactly.
And then if you're still not sure, go seek one of my colleagues that does cosmetic laser treatments that can actually keep the hair away for months at a time. Because by the FDA rules, permanent hair removal can last up to it's called permanent as long as it's like 3 to 4 months at a time.
That sounds expensive.
It can be, but there's a lot of specials going on because everybody's yearning for business.
3 to 4 months. That sounds good to me.
No, that's right.
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
Also, I wanted to talk about the use of shoes and corns and bunions and the like. Yeah, I mean, you just really, no woman, and men for that matter, no one wants to have a foot that looks like
a little pointy. Shoes too. Some of their little dress shoes get a little pointy too.
Yeah, you don't want to pull your foot out and have it look like an ostrich foot. So, do you?
No.
So, how do you avoid bunions and corns? Is there a difference between a bunion and a corn? Is it the same thing?
Bunion is the outgrowth that's on like the big toe, the outer area. So that's where the bunion is. So, the outer part of the big toe area. It's a protrusion there, and it's a bony protrusion, and so that has to be oftentimes surgically treated. There's no removal creams for bunions,
but we can
do removal creams for the callus, which is just the buildup of the excess skin.
And a corn is something you put butter on. I know, but
similar sort of buildup of excess tissue that's on the areas of the toes.
Yeah.
And the callus is generally on the heel.
How do you prevent that?
Well, you need to avoid tight shoes.
I was going
to
say that.
Number one. I know, especially we ladies, we like
those
cute
red bottoms.
They
love the red bottoms.
Red bottoms, but find some black bottoms that are comfortable too to keep in your handbag. So, also, you could just regular exfoliation and good grooming of your feet can actually reduce your chances of even getting a callus buildup. Like Laura said earlier, with the Puma Stone, keeping that in your shower, or just they have these little home units that are great. Pedicure units. You put your feet, let them soak. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite is adding like a half a cup of vinegar to some
white
water
or apple cider vinegar.
It really doesn't matter. It's just the vinegar component that actually helps to dissolve some of that old dead skin, as well as it has treatments in there for helping even with like the yeast. And the fungus is growing from athlete's feet, if that's a possibility.
Yeah.
You were going to say about tight shoes also?
No, I was going to agree and say, Stephanie, that's... Well, the thing is, like you said, tight shoes and they used to make that old comment where it was, you get what you pay for. Sometimes when you have a certain type of shoes where your feet are sliding forward and you have that raw material rubbing up against your sock, and so the back and forth of that happening is going to set up friction and callus on the top part of your foot.
So a comfortable toe box.
Yes.
In your shoe.
Or even a pad. Like they actually sell pads to go over the top of your shoe.
I know heel pads.
Yeah, heel pads and everything. So there's a couple of things that you can do to prevent that.
Mm-hmm. And I would imagine also make sure that they fit.
Yes.
Yes.
That's an unfortunate thing if they don't.
Just because they were on sale warned me they were best for you.
20% off.
And I think you make an excellent point because, I've always said that if it hurts in the store, it's going to hurt when you get home. Yeah. And it doesn't matter how good it looks when you're sitting still. If it causes you to limp or to wince, it doesn't look good.
I want to interject on that one. You ever hear that, when people wear these shoes, like, oh, they look so nice, and I had to break them in. So by the time they break the shoe in, their feet look broken.
Your foot is broken.
Put your shoes back on.
You have your corn and your callus. Women, I think you always have flat shoes. I mean, I have on really cute boots right now.
Yes, you do. I like them.
Thank you. Yeah. I was going to say I love your boots.
Thank you so much.
But, I mean, I have them on for the hour that we're in here. And as soon as I get back to the car, I have my flat shoes that are comfortable.
That's right.
That fit me. And so I'm only going to wear my heels when absolutely necessary.
I do think we take for granted the foot care. Most folks do. But we really have to pay attention because that's what gets us around, so when you have these calluses and corns, I mean, you're going to feel uncomfortable. And so you have to be smart and do, you know, self-care of your feet as well.
Most definitely.
Yeah. And before we go, and as always, I tell our listeners that we're going to be posting information on WAGR.com, and it should be on the website tonight by 8:30. And you can certainly look up all of our guests tonight. But before we do that, how can people find you online, Dr. Macklin?
Yes, AskDrMack.com, AskDrMac.com. Look forward to your questions.
Okay, and Laura?
All of our social media and website is at DC Beauty Couture.
DC Beauty Couture. And for you, David?
You can find me on Instagram, and you can find me online. You can find me at MasterBarbersOfDC.com or DAV_POLK.
Okay, and as I said, I'm going to make sure that we have all of that information, including you know, nice, beautiful pictures, because everybody has their teeth and they look good. So,
all right,
teeth, hair, and skin. Everybody's looking good tonight. I want to thank all of you for coming in and providing us not only with, you know, great grooming tips, great skin health tips, but also a bit of levity going into the weekend. It's been a very, very interesting and some would argue difficult week. And so it's always good to go into the weekend with a nice, comfortable smile and a laugh. So, again, thank
yes.
you all so much.
No, thank you for having us.
Thank you so much.
That is the Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141 for this Friday, January 13th, 2017. For News Director Renee Nash, reporters Taylor Thomas, Troy Johnson, Millette Green, Bramante Bryant, producer Candace Atkins, engineer Craig Fowler and Bobby Adams. I'm Harold Fisher. You can reach me at HFisherWHUR on Twitter or on Facebook at Harold T. Fisher. Now, stay tuned for The Connection with Lorna Newton. Good night and have a wonderful weekend.
The Howard University Radio Network is WHUR 96.3 FM, WHUR World 96.3 HD2, student-run WHBC HD3, GlassHouseRadio.com, SiriusXM Channel 142, HBCU and SiriusXM Channel 141, HUR Voices, Washington.